And we can go, and she's here, magic. I just pressed record, so you missed nothing. It's Josh. It can be shorter. We don't need a full hour, probably. It's Josh, Brandon, and Mary Jo here, and we've been chatting with Clay and Craig on the line. Craig might have to mute and drop off a bit just to pick up a child after school, but then can rejoin. So I did just start the recording. This is our rescheduled reporting showcase, so it can be a little informal, and also it doesn't need to be much of a showcase. Clay, you said maybe there's not a ton to visually screenshot still, but we really, I think, need to keep talking about what are the next tasks? What are the next priorities? What do you need to get unblocked and all that?
Yeah.
So maybe Clay, do you want to suggest what agenda we take all that in today?
Sure. I'll start by pulling up JIRA, and we can just look at the tickets that were moved to done and some of the new tickets that came to the board. So I will share my screen. Let me know when you can see JIRA.
Yep.
Great.
And Jake. So,
hi, Jake. This week, from the data streaming side or the data ingestion side, our engineering team finished the build to have NiFi hit the stock card API endpoint on a loop and pull that data on a loop. Right now it does it, it takes about maybe 3 to 5 minutes for the data to go from the API all the way into Superset. That would be sped up by some improvements to your API, that would be sped up by moving to a push model using the web sub paradigm. And Josh, we had a call with Peter and you and Sebastian and Craig were also on the phone where we kind of talked through what that model looked like. But it essentially, web sub is where OpenLMIS would publish a list of updates that happened, and then we would be able to just pull those updates instead of having to hit the API and search for new data. It would tell us what the changes were that happened to the data. So we finished the build to have NiFi pull data automatically instead of having to manually pull it by hand like we had been doing so far. So that's what this first ticket is here, as well as this third ticket. I moved the ticket for visualizing geospatial data on the map to done. Even though it was still in review previously, because we only had demo data from one province, so we weren't really sure whether it was truly working like we would expect. Even though that hasn't changed, we've done identical build for another of our clients in Bangladesh, and those maps, they do look like we would expect, where the colors sort of, vary on a gradient based upon the metric outcome. I moved that one to done because essentially once we have better demo data, the build is in place and that would work. Also moved ticket four, disk indicator four, forecast demand ratio specification to done, because we finalized that over the course of the past week through some conversations with Josh and Mary Jo and Vidya and myself. We've begun build for disk four as well. That's still in progress. I just got started on that today. In review is, we still have stocked according to plan. Specification is in review just because maybe this is something we can answer quick here. The min, do we want to use min as 25% of ISA? Is that for sure?
Yes, it is confirmed.
Okay. Cool. So that is also done as well now.
Drag to done, great.
And I will create a ticket for the build of that as well. So in the next sprint, in sprint 7, we'll look at trying to showcase in Superset indicators 3 and 4, stocked according to plan, and forecasted demand ratio. So that's sort of what we have, the progress we have. Couple things I wanted to talk through was, I guess, one, And I mentioned this earlier when we were discussing how we've updated NiFi to pull data on a loop. You know, when we want to transition to that push model, is that something that we want to have ready? And this is a question of a topic of discussion for the group. Is that something we want to have ready for our demo? And if so, you know, maybe we should talk through what our plan is around that. And then the second point I wanted to talk through was some full stock availability feedback that I know Mary Jo had from a recent meeting with Vidya.
Okay.
So whatever the group feels we should go through first.
Anybody got any other discussion topics other than those two?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about discuss the scope of packing the reusable components in the form of Docker instances.
That's mine.
And then also the goals around the implementer documentation, or, you know, how to develop and map additional indicators and reports. I'd like to also request a training session for a small group of people on how to create slices and create dashboards. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been trying to play around with it, and I feel like I'm spending a lot of time running it, you know, trial and error a lot. And I feel like if someone just spent some time with me,
yeah,
less of that trial and error.
Okay, so that's not the same as the documentation topic. This is kind of just a separate request for a quick meeting to train you.
Yes,
on creating an indicator. Or,
okay. Not creating an indicator, because I believe that's the implementer stuff. Is like how you create an indicator. I'm just talking about creating slices and supersets.
Okay, so I'm putting these topics in the chat, and so far we have 5 topics. Josh, were all of yours covered?
Yeah, 3 was the one I was interested in.
Okay, number 3 was Josh's. Any others, Dad?
Yes.
I shouldn't have paused so long.
I know, you should. It may be something we talk about later. I just wanted to flag as we get closer to the demo time. Vidya brought this up today, and I thought it was a good thing for us to like chat about, is do we want to actually try to be in person at all, keep refining, because a lot of the main pitch is going to be around these visualizations. Do we want to have some in-person time before the demo potentially? Yeah. And I hate to, this is totally kind of out of order, but talking about loading up demo data outside of OpenLMIS, which we kind of talked about on the side. So there's a lot of different things, and we can say some aren't a priority right now. We don't think it's important right now.
Okay, I will.
That one's going to get covered in 1 and 2. Or 1, I think it was.
Oh, was your question on 1? I didn't know what your question 1 was.
Maybe number 7 will get covered.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's do, this seems priority-wise pretty good. 1 and 2 are really important, so let's start with Clay's topics, and then we'll see how far we get on the rest.
Cool. Yeah, so I guess with topic 1 being the urgency of demoing data truly streaming, which would require OpenLMIS pushing data to the reporting, to Superset. I know we've talked about having some static data that we load into Superset, and then demoing the streaming part with a much smaller data set. And maybe in that case, we could get away from a pull. So I think, it is kind of getting back to what's our strategy for the demo in terms of data, and is streaming, what do we mean when we say streaming? Do we mean that we truly need to have it pushing data to the reporting?
Okay, Mary Jo.
I don't think, that's what I was actually going to say, my 7 is not overlapping with 1. I don't think so. I don't think streaming data. From the stories I've talked about with Vidya and the time spans we have, having a streaming, I don't think we need to have.
We don't have the enough data being updated frequently.
Yeah, I just don't think it's needed.
I mean, a nightly batch, plenty fun.
Well, and smart, even the approach we're talking about getting demo data on there, it's not even intensively.
Down the road, though, it is an interesting thing. And Josh, I don't know if you talked about it. I mean, really, the whole ability to asynchronously publish updates is something we should think about, but it's not needed at this point in time in the product.
In my mind, this is a gap analysis reporting piece.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not even needed for now. So, I mean, we haven't integrated with any other systems yet. So we have DHS2, but, you know, that's going to be a lot of batching. If we got stock management in place, then yes, I could see the need to do at least nightly updates and perhaps, you know, kind of real-time updates, but that's in the future.
So, Josh, you're okay with this also?
Yeah, this is fine.
Cool.
The website.
Cool.
Web pub stuff that we talked was always long term. So
yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Could I ask though on the latency? You said 5-6 minutes. Is that? Do you know where all that spent, or is it?
Yeah. Let me give me 1 second.
Clay, are you in Nairobi?
No.
Not currently. I'm based in Nairobi, but I'm currently traveling on the East.
The connection's great.
Yeah. That's the U.S. So the script hits the API every minute, and then it takes some time to pass an auth credential to through the API, which adds maybe 20 seconds, Peter's saying. I'm just reading some notes I have from Peter. And then it takes about a minute to write that data to Druid. No, excuse me. It pushes it to Kafka, which writes it to Druid every minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so none of that was, I mean, last time we talked, it was about your API's latency. It doesn't, aside from that second thing, which.
Yeah. So there's the loop itself runs about every minute, and then it takes some time to get an auth credential and push that to Kafka, which Peter estimates adds about 20 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, he says 2 minutes total from API to dashboard, but we have a bit of a buffer in there, as it needs to be tested.
How much data are we talking?
We're talking 3,000 line items, something like that. I think that's what we last wrote in 4018. Could we schedule some time that's not urgent to go over Peter's numbers?
Yeah, let's do that. I'll make a note of that, and I'll schedule something.
Cool.
Yeah. But even 3 to 5 minutes for demo purposes and March or whatever is totally fine. You're not standing in front of the audience going to put in a number and then expect to see the graph change.
Nope.
As long as this can be updated every 5 minutes with fresh live data, that's, yeah.
Right.
Caveat, cool. Say that here's the current approach of performances. We've got a plan if we need
to. Yeah, the tool, the stack and the tools really could support this instant streaming data phenomenon.
And like, we can have this worded, but I don't even think we even get to half of that in the actual, it's an hour, we're more show, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, not, okay.
This isn't the audience for this.
They're vaccines folks, they won't,
yeah,
streaming data won't even.
They just want to see something.
They want to see cool stuff.
Okay, so I think I captured that in the group chat, kind of what I'm hearing the decision is. So Clay, remind us of your number two question.
It was Mary Jo just mentioned she had a meeting with Vidya to talk about full stock availability visualizations. So it was sort of a generic to get some feedback on that.
I think this is a session of like you and I sitting down and talking through. I think the work that Vidya and I are doing right now is going to be really helpful for us to think about how we do these visualizations. So I want to run them by you, but it's more oriented charts and stuff.
Cool. I'll reach out to set up some time with you to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any more current or immediate question part of that, Clay, or is the follow-up meeting all we need?
I think that's fine. Yeah, follow-up meeting is fine.
And I think Thursday around 11 o'clock Pacific time would be great.
Wow.
I'll be on an airplane, unfortunately.
Great. I was hoping to get you before you leave. That's why I was.
Yeah.
Why don't you come through Seattle?
When are you having me? I won't be through Seattle, at least on this trip, but I'd like to get out there to see y'all.
Yeah.
Anytime. I also have a car in a field that I need to attend to.
A car is in Seattle?
Yeah.
In a field?
In a field.
We have car repair folks on the Vildred staff, actually.
Yeah. Whoa.
What kind of car is it?
Acura 2010 TL.
I have no idea
how to work on that. We only do Saturns and VW buses.
That's right.
Okay, well, anyway, you're welcome here anytime. But
cool.
Okay, then let's jump into number three, the Dockerization stuff. Yes, I think I'm super excited about it happening so that we can stand up the supporting stack like on Jenkins built servers, you know, as part of the CI/CD kind of pipeline of OpenLMIS. The reporting stuff will seem a lot more like part of our product or an extension of our product if we can have it live in some of the same tooling that can, you know, spin it up in Docker and make it all work together in one place, whether that's an Amazon place or whatever. And anyway, that's my bias, is that that should like be in our next SOW or whatever. But Mary Jo, when you wanted to suggest this on the agenda, what do you want to bring up about it?
How much can we get done in our current,
in the current SOW?
Yeah, I don't know. Not even better. Now.
Great.
So knowing that, you know, we're still doing work and kind of what our cap of funding is, I wanted Josh, Peter, Clay to talk about what is the LOE on doing this and are there iterations we can do within the current scope work. And that's what we talked about with Matt Berg and it's in the new contract amendment. So my question was, have y'all talked, do you have any information about if you can get some of it done, if so, what scope, et cetera?
I would need to talk with, I need to follow up with Peter on that. Josh, have you had any, I feel like I'm looking through the reporting channel now and I'm not seeing anything recent, but I feel like it's happened.
No, I think I'm waiting for Peter. He asked me when I was available.
Yeah.
Reconnected after that. So whenever he's available,
okay.
After tomorrow, again, Thursdays and Fridays are good for me.
Great. Okay, I'll actually be seeing Peter on Friday. Maybe I'll try to schedule some time Friday for us to talk. I'll follow up with Peter and then I'll reach out to you and we'll get something scheduled to talk. Yeah, I see that now where he asked if you had time and then it seems, yeah.
And this is just a wild question you can throw out, this suggestion. I mean, does it all make sense if, Clay, if your team doesn't have a ton of like Docker people on the team, that we could partly collaborate some with the Docker people in Sildevelo, or maybe a little bit of us here, but mostly the Sildevelo Docker people who, you know, who know a ton about Docker. Maybe it's a good way for Sebastian, one of his colleagues, to learn more about the reporting stack by them having to be part of Dockerizing it. I mean, that has other like staffing implications.
I do not like this idea, but
okay.
So I would recommend that we do it that way. Our DevOps team bases everything on Ansible playbooks. We haven't Dockerized any of our tech stack.
Yeah. So dev team. So they would be the one that would be doing it. It's not Peter all on his lonesome.
Yeah, so it would be Peter and the DevOps team that's helping him.
Okay, cool. And where are they located?
Like the bus. They're located in Nairobi.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the three of you talking about reasonable how to do this, so we're not like spinning wheels. I totally get using the team. My concern and what I hope Josh would keep in mind when he says his opinion in that conversation is we have a lot going on, so how much time is really required from the
dev team to be honest
about, so then timing of when it could actually really happen.
Yeah, we might want to save it a couple sprints to do after that team gets their other 3-3 things done or something, but
then we're past the, I mean, we're going to probably blow through the money, like, given how much is left, and that's what I need input from, is like, what can we do with the amount of money we have left?
Yeah.
We will probably do this either in this contract or in the GAAP contract, because the GAAP contract is all about reporting, and I'm assuming this would be one of the first steps of, like, this needs to happen.
Right.
So having the conversation about what needs to happen is useful. I think the outcome is you guys telling us the full effort so we can determine when to do it.
I mean, consider that, yeah, if you decide one option is to do it without Sildovello's help, or sort of just do it with Peter and, you know, the Ansible people's help, it might take longer, but that learning might be valuable learning, like then
yeah.
the folks would know more Docker, but it might take longer, you know, take more money and more time. If you did it with the Poland people, they could maybe do it quicker, but then maybe that would free up the owner people to do more of the disk indicators, so that when you go to Gavi, you could say, look, we have all 8 of them or something, you know, or a mock-up of more of them. So it's like where you want to spend your free time. Anyway, but that's my 2 cents, is just think about both of those options when you all talk. But it sounds like next step maybe is really like Josh and Peter to talk about what's actually realistic.
Yeah.
And how important is this right now?
It's not important for 3-3.
Yeah, that's what I mean to say.
I mean, going forward, like, you, even if this was going to be added to, like, Malawi or something, wouldn't we just get an AMI? Or would we...
Yeah, what we'd like to talk over is how the service, especially, so there's reporting on its own, and then there's using reporting from services, and that is what I'd like to talk to Peter about in terms of how we do that routing, how we
Got
do
it.
That.
So it's more of a general infrastructural piece instead of the specific scope of work.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the next step on 3 is Josh and Peter will talk. Should I flag either of you as being the person who will schedule the follow-up, or you two are, like, already in touch?
I don't know. Clay, you said you were going to see
him. Yeah. I'll be in New York on Friday meeting with Peter, so I can try to I can facilitate something.
Okay. So Clay will ping Peter about scheduling a time to talk with Josh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can I ask Josh what you mentioned about mapping services? One thing that came up in my mind is mapping user accounts in single sign-on. Is that anywhere in these requirements?
We haven't talked about it yet. That would be after we figure out how to get to the service. But yeah, we just haven't talked about it yet.
It will definitely be in the gap.
Yeah.
It is in the future.
Right. Yeah, we know about it. But not for 3-3, so everything's out of 3-3. But.
Okay. So that covers 3. 4 about documentation, the documentation on kind of how to create reports?
No. Indicators. So one of the pieces on the original scope of the work was some sort of documentation for an implementer to create new indicators. So this isn't how to use Superset. This is documenting how it works so that someone else could figure it out. It doesn't have to be like a user guide. That's not what we're talking about. It's like technical documentation of how it all works, which you guys were already aware of, and in your invoice update had mentioned it's still outstanding. So,
yeah. So we have on the Confluence page, are you imagining it going on that one parent Confluence page? Would that be a separate document?
I think that this would fall probably into read the docs.
Read the docs, okay.
Right, Josh? Like, this is...
This is user instructions on how to...
No, it's not user instructions.
Like builder instructions.
Yeah, build instructions for the indicators.
Kind of implementer, like if an implementer wants to make a new indicator on their own, how their tech person would go about it.
Yeah, we could add it to it. Yeah.
I think it has to be at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was saying this should probably be read the docs versus the wiki because it's more like just factual. This is.
And it's going to change as the technology changes, right? This is the type of documentation that it's going to be version controlled that follows the code.
Yeah.
So
is this for a 3.3?
Yeah,
so this is the original scope of the reporting SOW.
Yeah, it is in the SOW. I do think it's important. I would say, Clay, like, you could author it in some different format, and I could work with you to get it into Read the Docs once you have a draft of it. I don't want to say that I want to like force you to have to author it in the Markdown or RST. Other funky RST format that Read the Docs is based on. So it could be a wiki page or somewhere else where you get all this documentation in one place and Mary Jo or others might want to review it before we say, okay, great, let's post it and then we can post it onto Read the Docs.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I can get something drafted. I'll reach out to you, Brandon, it sounds like, to see how we format it, and then we can, you know, review it with this group.
Okay.
Thanks for the reminder, Mary Jo.
No problem.
Cool. Okay. I put that note in the chat. We have a couple other last ones here, and maybe some of these we don't need to totally get into today. Number 5 was Mary Jo requesting like a training session.
And that's on Superset, not on creating indicators.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when I reach out to talk about the full stock, to find time to talk full stock availability, we can also either try to do both at the same time, or, you know, we can have two meetings that we try to schedule in the next couple of days here.
Okay.
Both at the same time sounds super efficient.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
You guys can,
And so if you have free time on Friday before you leave our time zone area, free to let me know sometimes there.
I'm technically on leave, but I can get on a call with you for it.
Okay, I'm just trying to ease the pain, but
I hear you.
We can do it tomorrow. We can do it next week once you're in Nairobi too. That's fine.
How does tomorrow look bad for you? Tomorrow is great for me.
Tomorrow is awful for me.
Okay. All right.
I do have a slot. I am going to offer this slot up. I could do 10 a.m. and skip our stand up, or like 9:30 a.m. Pacific.
Pacific, 10 a.m. Pacific would be
1 o'clock Eastern.
Yep, that works for me.
Yeah, if you just.
All right, I'll send you a meeting, and then if we don't get to everything in that hour, then we'll find more time.
Cool. And then my last bit was about, like, I've been shooting you a lot of information about demo data. It is probably looking like we can't get our hands on Tanzania.
Okay.
Not in time.
So our efforts of tracking down Mozambique information has been, I guess, good, because that's probably the direction we're going.
Yeah.
So I've been updating that sheet, and I mean, maybe we can touch base tomorrow when we talk, but just letting you know I'm trying my best to get those parameters in there.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, I'll take a look at that in advance of the meeting. I've been kind of swamped today, but I'll take a look at that and let you know if I have any clarifying questions.
Well, there's definitely quite a few, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I think the one disk indicator that we haven't really put up there, but we talked about, was the cold chain functionality status.
Yeah.
And we have a ton of data on that. So that's good. And we have the parameters there.
Cool.
We still need some work on the stock stuff.
Cool. And we would pull that from you sent me an API, so we would essentially need to, that's what we would use to pull the CC data.
Well, so that's what we have to kind of talk about, right? We have an API for the, and that's what I spelled out in the sheets, is like,
okay,
there's a sheet around what's in demo data within OpenLMS, and then there's the, I have an Excel spreadsheet of 13,000 cold chain pieces of equipment. So do we want to just circumvent OpenLMS on some of that?
Data set.
Yeah. So we can talk about that plan, I guess, and if anyone has any comments or opinions, let me know. We have all of Mozambique cold chain equipment data. So, you know, I just don't feel like we would ever really want to have that full thing in our system, but maybe we do. Anyone have any thoughts on that?
I think if you have a large data set of cold chain equipment for a demo purpose, then it makes sense to keep it in there. I think you're going to want to figure out if, you know, any, if there's any overlap. Like, we have not built out the facility list for Mozambique at all.
Oh, I know that's, we have to do all of that.
So I would not recommend doing that. But if you're going to, if you're going to like use some portions of what's in OpenLMS already and some portions that's in this data set, you know, just, I don't know, be aware of what you're trying to mix and match.
That's what I mean, like, maybe we don't even pull anything from OpenLMS in the demo. We just use this other data set.
Which seems okay for a demo, honestly.
Yeah, no, we don't have any of those facilities. But we have the whole facility list as well for one week now. From Cell. We can talk about approaches, Clay.
Okay, so that's something you guys will just talk about as the demo data.
Essentially, we're trying to go for the lowest level of effort here.
Yeah, it seems like building more indicators, or getting more demoable data into the charts and graphs and visualizations, even if they don't come from OpenLMS, is the best route for the next month.
Yeah.
So, flag, yeah, in the notes that you two will talk more.
Okay,
I think that was everything on the list. Clay, anything else?
Nope.
Wrap up? Okay. Well, we have follow-ups. I put the notes in the chat, so I'll put them on that wiki page, too, when I post.
One couple last things in the to-do column. I think I'm still tagged on some of those.
Yeah, should those be moved to roadmap status, perhaps?
There were two disk indicators. Yeah.
Think we totally deprioritized one of them.
Yeah, I'll move those to in the stock imbalance report and the consumption report. I'll move those to roadmap status.
Cool. Or you can just pull them out of the sprint. Either one.
Okay.
/ unassigned to me.
Josh,
I'll put all assignment to me.
There we go.
All righty.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Cool.
And Mary Jo, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yay.
Cool.
All right.
Enjoy the East Coast.
Yep. Enjoy the West Coast. See y'all.
Yep. See you, Craig.
Thanks.
See you, Clay.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.